Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Greg. It's nice to be with you this morning. But that weather forecast, I really could use some rain, my friend. So, you know, if you could arrange that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we might get some tonight, but wow, the 7-day forecast, I've never seen it look so sunny.
No, it's beautiful, but my food plots are very thirsty, and you know,
absolutely.
Remember, that's an important priority. So,
yeah, we're browning out. Pretty quickly here. So, what's cooking, Mike?
Today we have a quadrant phone call meeting today, and I'm hoping we discuss some of the final details that need to be defined for schools so that they can engage in a rigorous planning for their fall startup. I'm dismayed to hear the report on your station this morning that Grand Rapids has decided to open up with only online classes. But the data that I'm exposed to suggests that kids, especially between the ages of up to age 10 or 12, have almost no chance of spreading the disease, and kids above that, up to age 17, very minimal chance. And so there's a growing list of associations, in particular medical associations. The Association of Pediatrics is one example that suggests that kids should be in school in seats. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't safety precautions necessary to make that happen.
Right.
And I'm hoping that I understand that you got Superintendent Jeff Beal coming on your show at 8:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I talked to Jeff, they were going to provide and offer both, a hybrid plan and offer both in class and distance learning to students in Jackson Public Schools, and so I'm hoping he continues to follow through on that. But there's a few things that schools are still waiting for a definition on. One of them, of course, is how do you count the number of students when school starts up, the reason that's important is it translates to what your budget is, because, of course, the funding is per pupil. And that I hope that by this time next week, about around August 5th or 6th, we've reached a recommendation and an agreement with the governor to provide that clarity for schools so they can continue to plan. And this is a really important decision for schools and for parents. And so it's a top priority for all of us.
Yeah, I believe Lansing, they've announced a virtual startup, and also Flint. So those are three huge districts. I'm not sure what's going on over in Detroit.
Oh, no, VD in Detroit, they're going to have in-class, they're going to have a hybrid. They're going to offer both options to parents. And he's been very vocal. He's been very vocal about it. And I really appreciate this fella. He's no stranger to being courageous. And he's very clear and succinct in his communication. And I think he's on the right track. He's got the support of Mayor Duggan in Detroit. To me, the option just to do online for startup is, it's just going to make the fall startup for kids and for families very chaotic. And I understand that there are some kids and some teachers who, have certain personal constraints that may require them to, have to be follow very special precautions. But for the most part, again, most of the data that is being shared with me suggests that it's pretty darn safe to go back to school.
Yeah, that's the other big issue, isn't it, Mike? The teachers and the older teachers?
I don't know what the definition of older is anymore, since I think I've probably arrived at that category. And there are some, I'm sure, that their immune system is compromised and they will require, special attention.
Veteran teachers, veteran.
There you go, veteran teachers. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful, beautiful word picture. But those teachers, to the extent possible, would be the perfect ones to really focus and work on the distance learning stuff while others do it in person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do distance learning for very long, especially if the work environment continues to improve and people get back to work. We're going to have a problem with daycare. We're going to have kids potentially being home alone, and distance learning to work, it requires a very close relationship and partnership between teachers and parents, and that has been reported over and over again throughout this past 4 months when I've been talking to teachers in particular. They've had great success with those kids and those parents that have been very engaged, and not so much for those who have either engaged well or haven't been able to because they have other obligations, like putting food on the table. So it's a complex mess, and my heart hurts for the entire spectrum, teachers and parents, and especially kids. But I really believe that the data continues to demonstrate that we should move in the direction of going back to in-class learning and take the necessary precautions to do so.
Mike, the governor has, a 2 o'clock press event today. Is she going to focus on the schools, or do we know anything about this?
I don't know anything about the press conference today. She was out last week and didn't, as you may have noticed, she didn't have any press conferences last week. Probably a well-deserved vacation. But I'll find out today when we have our virtual quadrant meeting this morning, and she'll probably share a little bit about what she's planning on announcing. I suspect it's related to the continuing slow uptick in cases in Michigan.
Right.
But that also corresponds to the very steady, and depending on what data set you look at, steady number of hospitalizations in Michigan, which means that more people are getting tested positive because we're doing more testing, and plus people are out and about, but they're not getting as sick, and they're not requiring as much hospitalization, all the kinds of things that the experts projected when this thing arrived at our shores a few months ago.
Certainly less fatalities.
And way less, thank God, way less fatalities. That's related to the fact that people that are getting infected now are younger, and also our treatments have continued to improve, which is another great blessing.
Any budget news, Mike?
Well, Greg, we finished up this current year's budget last week, and now we give the appropriations committees 10 days off to catch their breath, and then they're going to be back at it. The big unknown there is what is the federal government going to do. Looks like there's a growing momentum in Congress to provide another stimulus package. I'm hoping that they do not repeat the same mistake they made with regards to unemployment last time. I'm fine with some subsidy, but to do it to the extent that they did really created a strain on business owners, especially those that have lower skilled workers, because they just couldn't find anybody to go to work. We had a little bitty family gathering this Sunday, and I'm not going to disclose the location, but we tried to get pizza for a Sunday afternoon dinner, and it was 2 hours because the pizza facility that we were trying to be to patronize,
yeah,
simply just did not have enough people working in it.
Wow.
And so that's problematic to me, is to have that. But also what the federal government does with regards to special school assessments and school bonuses, and as it relates to local government. And right now there's a big question mark. So I suspect this week we will find out for sure what's going to happen, and then that'll help us define and design our focus for this coming year's budget.
The hole is large, isn't it, Mike?
The projection in May was $3 billion.
Yeah, that's a big
one. It's a big one. The good news is that we have $3 billion, and we have 12 months to spread it out over. This current year's budget was also $3 billion, and we only had 4 months to spread it out over. So it was even a bigger hurdle, but, of course, we had a lot of federal money coming into the state. The $3 billion estimate in May, though, is we're going to test that and do something unusual, and that is to have another revenue estimating conference in August 15th, in that neighborhood, right in the middle of August, to determine how close the projections in May are to the actual numbers coming in. There are some indications that tax revenue is actually ahead of schedule of what was projected in May, and so let's all keep our fingers crossed. And that's a direct result of, you know, people getting back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that the actual deficit in revenue, I think, is going to be less than $3 billion, but how much less is unknown right at this time, at this point in time, Greg.
Yeah, but undoubtedly there'll be less people working, don't you figure?
Well, unfortunately, there are less people working today than there were in in February of this year. But we've got to kind of, you know, lock arms, practice the distance, practice the precautions that all of us have now been taught to do, and get back to work.
Yeah. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, we'll let you get on with your, what did you call that, a quad call?
It's called a quadrant meeting, and it's the leaders of the minority and majority parties in both chambers. That's four, plus the governor. So it's really four plus one.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir. We'll report back to you next week, Greg. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Have a good week. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky.